Reporting center.
I'm Mr. in Pleasanton, California.
Yes, sir.
In my family and I believe we saw something that's unusual in the sky. In over our skies here, just in our skies, I should say, about 10 to 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
We've never seen anything like it before.
I'd like to hear about it.
Well, we heard a whirling noise. My wife did. Sound like a bee swarming. And it's pretty chilly around here, and there's no bee swarming this time of year, I guess. Anyhow, so I had to get up to go to the bathroom, and it's going to sound sort of silly, but it looked like lights flashing up on the hill, which would be like police emergency lights or helicopter lights or something like that, you know. And as I looked out the window, wondering why the lights were so, you know, flashing so brightly, then I determined it was some kind of object hovering in the sky, which I first again thought was a helicopter. And then as we, or as I called my wife to come and look at it too, we realized it was moving along, just making sort of a low whirring noise and just sort of flashing these lights off and on. And we ran outside to get a glimpse as it was going east of us here, east of Pleasanton, moving towards the town of Livermore. And then it seemed to hover over the gravel pits, which is north and east of us here, or mainly east of Pleasanton. And then we lost track of it, just seemed to disappear. Faded away, really.
Yes.
We're up on a hill, and yet there's still a house between us and the object. And it was just above the house at that point, so it could have, you know, just white flashes of light and just making sort of a whirling noise, and it appeared to be sort of a triangular shape with light sort of at the extremities and at the apex of the top.
Okay, what color were those lights?
I could just make out the lights to be flashing white lights.
Okay.
And my family says, my wife and my 16-year-old boy indicated they saw green and red lights. I'm not too sure whether they thought they were flashing or not.
Okay. Any estimate of size of that object?
Big. Oh, that thing was big. Okay. Let me tell you. This would be a rough guess. I would say it would be the size of a Goodyear blimp.
Okay.
It was long, and it was tall. It had to be tall because of a light marking the top of it. And, you know, really don't know what else to tell you. Just unusual. I've been looking at the skies for years. I'm a weatherman from years of experience, years ago anyways, and I'm used to looking at the skies. I guess I sort of have a trained eye, but I've never seen anything like this.
Okay. Any estimate of altitude above the ground?
Yes, it would appear to be, and we might have been thrown off by, you know, the nighttime and everything else, but it would appear to have been at first anyways, maybe about, a couple hundred feet above the ground, 200 or 300 feet maybe.
Okay. Did you continue to hear the sound during the entire observation?
I couldn't. Not after it started moving off when I was looking out the bathroom window, and I could still hear it low. But then when we ran outside, it had moved eastward, and I couldn't hear any whirling noise. My ears aren't the best anymore, but I can't pick up all the high and low ranges. But we heard it when we saw it moving off, but once we got outside in the front yard, I couldn't hear it. I don't know if the family heard it at that point. They shake their head and say no, they couldn't hear it then.
Okay, what was the duration of the observation?
About 8 minutes.
Okay.
Now, the light flashing came before I actually saw the object. Very, very, very bright. I thought it was lightning at first. I didn't mention it at first, but that's what I did think it was first. And then I remembered there had been an accident about two blocks from us where police emergency vehicles had been earlier. But that was quite a while back, and I was wondering why it took them so long.
Uh-huh.
Then I was wondering why it took them so long. I said, well, it couldn't be police emergency because that should have been cleared up an hour ago. So, and then another thing, that was two blocks away and not right up on the hill either. So then that's the reason I looked out, and And I couldn't, you know, piece together these huge, just big, you know, blinding flashing light. And, you know, like on a synchronized light, you know, on, off, on, off. But it was too bright, like it wasn't a helicopter searchlight, because we see them around here. And this thing was huge. That's the thing that I called my wife. I said, I don't believe this, because the darn thing was so long. And I couldn't put an estimate on the size exactly, other than to say it would have to be approximately the size of something like the Goodyear blimp in length, because we know what that looks like when it comes floating by and, you know, the lights are displayed on the side.
Right.
It just sort of floated along and whirled along. Well, that's about it, really.
Okay. Any estimate on distance?
Well, it had to be hovering over the top of our hill. So when it was first here, I would estimate, and of course it's just got to be the roughest of estimates, that it must have been between, let's see, 300 to 500 feet hovering over the hill and just a little bit north of the hill. So what would that be? Maybe 1/8 of a mile away from where we are or something?
Okay. Did it maintain a steady flight path? Was there any
deviation? It was almost like if you take a Frisbee, and then just before it starts to lose its speed, it still maintains its height, and it's sort of floating at that point, and then it drops.
Okay.
That's exactly how it was. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's sure how it seemed like.
Did those flashes of light illuminate the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
But not in like a spotlight kind of illuminating. It was just a broad, like, heat lightning or something along that line.
Right.
Very, very bright. As a matter of fact, I could hardly look at it.
Did you have a chance to use binoculars?
No, no. As a matter of fact, my boy is the one that had them, and we had to roust him out of bed.
Okay, other than the sound, did you have any other strange occurrences prior to spotting that object?
No, not except my wife is the one that told me that she heard a whirling noise, and that probably came about 5 to 6 minutes before I got up to investigate, before I got up to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Okay. But I wondered about the noise at the same time, but I didn't really think too much about it. And it was just a strange noise that was sort of like a low hum.
Okay. Did you turn your lights on in your resident at all?
No.
Okay.
Did not. It wasn't a matter of not wanting to, just didn't need to, you know,
right,
at the time.
Did you by any chance hear any unusual barking of dogs outdoors while this was going on?
I don't know. I don't think we did. Did you hear any barking of the dogs? No. I would say no. No, we didn't. We have a little puppy here, and he was jumping around, but mainly because we were excited.
Okay.
No. I would say no offhand.
All right.
I sure hope what we saw was what we saw, you know, and not just some unusual kind of helicopter or something, but it couldn't have been a helicopter unless they've got a new helicopter about 100 yards long or something about as big as a Goodyear blimp.
Right. Okay, well, if we get any additional information on it, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, thank you much, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.